www.thebridgeofhope.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC. Well, this is the New Year's Eve, last program for the present truth in 2021. We have moved through this year. It has gone quickly, I think. So, I hope everyone has a wonderful New Year. Have a happy, happy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We'll be back on Monday with the present truth. Every week, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. I will do the Sunday program for Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry live on Sunday. So, as we go forward, I'm going to talk about yesterday, for those that listen to the program, I did mention that concerning Pilgrim Society. In my study, research, observations, I am convinced that Cecil B. Rhodes and the witch or witch doctor or the high satanic priest that was involved with Cecil Rhodes, they were able to put together what they initially started with is the round table group. And Cecil, using that witchcraft, used the black people in South Africa as experiments with the British. The initial vaccine programs began with the Boers. Eventually there was the Boer War. Cecil Rhodes had a man, high occult priest with him, and they began to put something together, and I believe that they probably understood the time was right to start a society, and Cecil was involved with the Round Table, eventually through different groups, up to the Bilderbergers and into the future. These groups, I think that the plan was to put together a society. It came about, the Pilgrim Society came about through Cecil Rhodes and the occult understanding that he had. And this is why yesterday, pardon me, on the program, I stated that, in my view, the Pilgrim Society is now uniting, and from 1902 and forward, was the society that began to unite all of the powerful occult lineages that came through the centuries in Europe. They began to unite these occult families, societies, into one controlled center, and the controlling center would be the Pilgrim Society. The people that joined Pilgrim and became the Pilgrim Society members, I do not believe that any of them were allowed to be part of that society without secret oaths, pledges, without actually selling their soul to the devil for future rewards for themselves at that time while they lived, for their families in the future. They were sworn to a central objective. The central objective was to bring about a one world system, a new world order, a global hegemony, a global society, globalism. That was their objective. They knew that to do that, somehow, now I don't know who in that mix, high satanic powers, priests of the occult, that understood that there would be a time when all of the occult societies internationally, all the occult religions, the astrologers, the magicians, anything involving the occult, would have to be directed by a central group, a society. I'm of the opinion that the Pilgrim Society is that group, that these occult members that were given insight back maybe in the late 1800s, probably involved, most likely, I believe, with Cecil Rhodes and his high satanic witch priest that worked with him. I'll do a program on that in the future. But they realized the time was right. Why was the time right to begin to put together a society that could control and rule all of the occult world? Not only control the occult world, but to begin to control the world and the societies of the world as well. We're going to talk a little bit about that to finish out this year. This is the final program, and I felt this would be the best way to end 2021. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show. Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
And once again, Happy New Year to everyone. To be here, this is a New Year's Eve, and New Year's is going to be here tomorrow night. So Happy New Year's to everyone again. You know, I have to think about this. Cactus and I, you know, we were visiting about things, and we go out and we'll take a drive, and we'll just discuss this, that, all these different things that are happening in the world. And we realized that there had to be, according to the Bible, some type of mechanism, which I call a society, that would eventually bring all of the occult religions together, unite them, and use them in the final years before Jesus Christ returns. And the way in which the devil, it had to be something practical. It couldn't be just something spiritual, something like the nether, something like the, you know, just the pneuma. It had to be something logical, practical, tangible, something that would direct and control all of the occult religions. It would have to unite these ancient religions. It would unite and give the ruling elite occult lineages in the world a way to carry out the plans not only of the lineages, but of the society as a whole. It was going to take time for them to put all this together, but eventually they would get to the point where they would have the ability to control the world through the occult. And the person that would give the occult direction eventually would be the, I hate to use the word, commander of the whole operation, would be Antichrist and a false prophet. They would unite the occult world, the spiritual world, but they would have people, they would have to have people in governments internationally, attorneys, lawyers, police, militaries, Congress in America, they would have to have a way in which to control society. And with the Pilgrim Society, one thing they did in 1902, they began to take over Nikola Tesla's technology. They realized that with Tesla technology, they could control radio. Anything at that time that was going out over the radio, over the airwaves, they knew they had to control it. And they got all the patents from Tesla. RCA is the main engine that took Tesla's radio and the waves to a new dimension. They took over RCA. They took over all of the patents from Tesla. They own them. Then in 1909, they put together a conference, an international conference. And in that international conference, they took over all of the media. Everything in print, everything that would go out as far as news, through the radio, through the airwaves, through telegraph, in every way that was known at that time. But in our present day, with all the social media, they have taken it over also. They control it. They're trying to own it completely, totally. The computer world. So not only are they putting these occult families in power, now, would this be true? Can I prove it? Can I prove that they are doing this? Well, I've told you about Klaus Schwab, and I've mentioned quite a bit about Anthony Fauci. And yes, I can prove it. In the years as in my Christian ministry and my Christian life, you know, a lot of times when we're young, we don't know what direction we're going to go in life. We don't know where we're going to end up. That's just general. And with people that God will call into His work, we don't know where God is going to take us. We don't know what God is going to do with us, where we're going to take turns here, take a left here, take a right there, go straight ahead. And through my life, I never intended to go this direction to understand what is down the rabbit hole, what is down an invisible world that is there, that everybody knows about. Everyone knows in their life, some point, they realize they see something that is odd, supernatural. They can't explain it. They'll hear voices. They'll see things. Every human being will have an account in an encounter with the invisible world. Angels, demons, whatever you want to call it. I never intended to really take a look and see into that world, but that's what God intended for me. And I didn't initially like it. I didn't want that. But I knew God spoke to me one day and told me that if I didn't obey Him, there were going to be consequences to my family, to my immediate family, to my extended family, and to friends. If I didn't obey Him, and if I didn't allow Him to direct me in my life and teach me what He wanted to teach me, that my family was going to run into things that were going to cause probably death, hardship, who knows what. And it was going to cost me also. So I was obedient, and this is where it has led me. I didn't read what I'm telling you about understanding that the Pilgrim Society is the mechanism or the way in which the devil was going to use the Pilgrim Society to bring together the occult world. And by doing and to do that, all of the whoever these priests were in the people you probably don't even know. I don't know. I've never read their names. Probably they're invisible, but they lived. But they're very, very powerful in the occult. And these people have given direction to those who are the members of the Pilgrim Society, directing them on what to do in the future. And one thing I feel they definitely, one of their counsel, the way they counsel these people in Pilgrim Society is to, and these people, they looked into the lineages of the people in Pilgrim Society. They looked into the into the backgrounds, the lineages of the Rothschilds, into the lineages of the Kaisers going back to 800 AD, into the lineages of the Romanov family in Russia, the lineage of the Fauci family going back to 1600, the lineage of Klaus Schwab and his lineage through his father and beyond, the lineage of Klaus Schwab's wife, Hilda, and her lineage, and the corporation that her family, her family was in as a corporation for a couple hundred years, and the Pilgrim's people, the way I see it and view it and the way I understand it, this is how I began to put things together. They would always look for the powerful occult families in Europe. Then they began to look for the powerful occult families in the United States. In 1902, Pilgrims started in July, and every one of these members had to take an oath. And they knew who the oath was to. The oath wasn't just to the other members of the society. The oath was not to God. There was no oath taken to God Almighty. The oath was taken to the powers in the occult, whether you want to call them Illuminati, Luciferians. But these people, to be part of what the devil was going to do in following decades and in the following century, they had to swear allegiance to the devil and the devil's plan. And that plan would be eventually world wars, extermination of mankind from off of the earth, viruses. Already they had the main tool they needed. They've always had guns and bullets. But now, because of the British and the scientists in Britain and in England, I'm sorry, not in, well, throughout England and also in France, they began to study viruses. And they have taken virology to the point where it is presently. They also, I don't want to lose my train of thought on this one point, they knew that they had to have people that had powerful occult backgrounds. The Faucis, absolutely. Then, but again, now they're in Europe, in England, but they realized that there was great occult, powerful families in the United States of America. So what did they do? They began Pilgrims Europe in July of 1902. By, I think it was January of 1903, they started Pilgrim Society in America. And in America, now they were able to begin to, the members who would become Pilgrim Society members in New York City would have to swear the same oath that was that they had taken in England. And in New York, these powerful families, when they swore an oath, they brought curses upon their following generations. Moses stated in the book of the book of Exodus, and I think Leviticus, that those that hate God would be cursed to the third and fourth generation. So there are some families that they curse God, and the next child and the grandchild and the great-grandchild can have a curse on them. But then also Moses stated that some families that hate God are cursed to all generations. All generations. Well, these people have brought curses upon their families to all generations. So now you have people that have sworn, become members of this society in England and the United States. We're going to continue to go down this real, real rabbit hole. It is so real, you can feel it. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC.
Where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I know that we are beyond Christmas, but my wife's family, they are Greek Orthodox. They're Serbian. And so they have what they call Serbian Christmas, which is celebrated the 7th of January. Well, my wife and some of the family are probably going to visit family in western Wyoming for the Serbian Christmas, so I'm going to have a blue Serbian Christmas without them. But they'll be back. So anyhow, and I thought I'd let you know. That's why I like that song. That's my favorite Christmas song. Nobody can sing a blue Christmas like Elvis Presley. Well, now we're going to go back to the Pilgrim Society and why they were put together. Now you have the occult families, lineages in Europe, and the occult deep lineages in the U.S. I could go on and on and on about the occult lineages in Europe. Presently, you have Emmanuel Macron and his male husband, or his male man wife. I could talk about Boris Johnson and some of the other recent British prime ministers. I could talk more about other French and Italian and popes and lineages. And then in America, the great, great occult family in all the secret societies, the Rockefellers and their children. Two children almost, one child in the as a president, related to the Rockefellers, Bill Clinton. Almost a second child, Hillary. You had J.P. Morgan, one of the great occult hidden occult families, Barry Satoro, Bill Gates. These are the newer ones. You have the ancient European lineages, but then you have the newer, younger occult families in America. Ford, the Oppenheimers. I really don't have time to go through every person, but that gives you an idea. So what happens is, now, from 1902 and forward, Pilgrims has been putting occult, very powerful occult people in very powerful positions of this great plan that they have set for the world. Klaus Schwab, the great occult family, is going to be the family that will put together the Mark of the Beast system. They are pretty much finished with it. The family that was chosen because of their occult lineage and the natural giftings in that lineage in economies, finance, but mainly controlling finances and a system of control. So the Schwabs will bring in that system. Then you have Anthony Fauci, the man that is a Pilgrim Society member that was through his occult. I'll say this about the shield. The family shield is a yellow snake standing on its tail going up with its mouth with a crown on its head. And as it weaves up, it has a crown on its head. It has the legs of a young child in its mouth, devouring the child. To the left and to the right of the snake is a silver pail with handles, because they were going to mine the wealth of the world. This is the shield for the Faucis. And Anthony Fauci, he knows that he is the Fauci member, the high occult Fauci, or the Abbey's family, Abyss. He knows that he is the person chosen by the Abyss lineage to carry out the great satanic plan, and using viruses, using pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies. These people, they know what they're doing. It's like with the great Christian pastors of the land. There are godly lineages to the great pastors of the land. Well, the devil's children take the exact same example that God has laid out for his children, for the godly people in the world, and they take those blueprints and they apply it to their world. Christ gave his blood, he sacrificed himself, and his blood cleansed the sins of mankind. Well, they do blood sacrifices. What the Christian church does, they mimic. They do the exact opposite. We have a Bible, a holy Bible. Well, they put together a satanic Bible. It's black, the black Bible. Then in this family, they have Bill Gates. And they know that Bill Gates was a person used in the digital world when computers began to come into existence. Yes, you could say that Bill Gates just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I don't believe it. Without the help of the Pilgrim Society and the American government, the Defense Department, DARPA, Bill Gates would never have achieved what he's achieved. He was given the resources. But not just because he was brilliant. No, it's because there was studying. Somebody studied his family, his father, a hidden lineage. And then Bill, when he married his wife, she's also, find out that she quietly is hiding the fact that she wears an upside-down cross, indicating to the people that understand what that means that she is an occult member. Then with the Rockefellers, initially John, he came under a curse when he sold his soul back in 1870s, 1880s. He lost all the hair on his body. Don't think that was accidental. God judges. God allows them to do their evil, but there are still going to be physical consequences. And same with J.P. Morgan and a big nose the size of an elephant. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
I know that here with the way that the occult world works, they've never wanted mankind to understand how they do things. But I always go back to what the Lord Jesus said. He said that at the end of the world, everything that is done in secret and hidden is going to be brought out in the open, made public, could be in view. And we see how they're putting together their plans. The other thing that the pilgrims would do is they would put together a plan to change the power structure internationally of nations. And after America became part, after the Pilgrim Society became part of America, nations don't really matter to them. They use nations for their own purpose. America had to be used to destroy the, I don't know if you would say the military might of Germany, but America, the plan was that America would begin to be the empire that would rule the world, and that's in the Bible. America had to become the hegemonic ruler of the world, the one power, the big power. And God used pilgrims, whether they knew it or not, to fulfill prophecy. They destroyed Adolf Hitler, the power of the British Navy. We replaced the power of the British Navy. We are now the nation that carries the big stick. And it, to me, it's fascinating that everything that the Bible said would happen is being, the prophecies are being fulfilled. Through technology, they would have the power to control weather. They'd have the power to cause earthquakes. Yes, God naturally move his little finger and things will happen in the earth. But he pretty much allows to a great degree mankind to destroy himself so that people can see what mankind will do. They created the atomic bomb, and what happens? The first thing they do is they drop the bomb on Japan. Two of them. But now going back to Anthony Fauci, the only reason he's where he is because of his lineage, the dark, dark lineage. His family bloodline is, I'm going to read to you a little bit out of Americans for Innovation. Americans, the number for innovation.blogspot, and it is Anthony Fauci, chief globalist, snake oil pitchman, leader of biological and germ warfare. This was on April 9th, 2021, this year. Again, Americans for Truth would be another one. Or Aim for Truth. That's shorter. Just a letter, Aim for, the letter, the number for, aimfortruth.com. Fauci's abyss family bloodline obsessed with satanic royal rulership, devouring God's image in humanity's children through bombs, poisons, irradiation, pollution, vaccines, pedophilia, ritual sacrifice, hallucinogens, neurotoxins, psychotomimetics, eugenics, and bank profiting to achieve all this. And the bank, I have a pair of glasses and there's not the right prescription. Anyhow, going on. So he buries and has hidden his lineage and the family crest, again, that glorifies a crown, Satan eating a human child and profiting from it in gold, uranium, and other resources, mined by the abbeys offspring in Switzerland and Kyrgyzstan. The bloodline is fused into Switzerland's history of war, banking control, and exaltation of abuse of humanity's children. The Abbey's family exploited Swiss neutrality to ship uranium, gold, silver, talc, and other vital resources from Kyrgyzstan, where they exploited mining and trade since 1650. Now, the British Pilgrim Society and its London bankers started two world wars to subdue and control the Swiss banking and trade strongholds, then invited their fellow Swiss and German Satanist elites, including the Habsburgs, to join them once they were tamed, like Klaus Schwab. And then Schwab's Davos is only 15 miles from Fauci's Abyss family stronghold in Chur, France, I believe it is. Then, you know, these articles are so incredible, and they'll tell you what's going on with these families, but then I realize by studying all these years how the enemy, how the devil of mankind, how the enemy of mankind, the enemy of God's church, how they do what they do. And now I realize that it's the Pilgrim Society that is putting everything together. They are the ones putting the lineages in positions internationally. Fauci is a Jesuit-groomed physician who has controlled the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. We know that. So now the world gets to see what is really going on, how things are being put together. We'll be back, 1360KHNC.com, the podcast.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Life Choices received a $20,000 year-end matching grant challenge from a generous donor. Every life is meaningful, and your gift of any amount saves lives of babies and mothers. Go to lifechoices.org to donate or call 303-651-2050. Make twice the impact from $20,000 to $40,000. Go to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 and make a difference for life.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Well, we're going to finish out today's program. And there's so much to read about Fauci that I really don't have time to get into it. So I'm going to just finish with this. Because this is the last program of the year, have a happy new year. And then on Sunday from 9 to noon, join me on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. With the, does Anthony Fauci, is he fully aware of what I'm telling this audience? Absolutely. Does he know what he's doing in the occult? Does he know who he serves? Definitely. Does he care? No. Lineages that are involved with the death, misery of people, they thrive on it because Satan gives them power, gives them status. You know, Fauci, yesterday Brian was telling me here at the station that Fauci is one of the highest paid government employees, like $350,000 a year. Well, he is wealthy, wealthy, wealthy beyond understanding through his lineage. They're still in operation today. The Abyss family from hell is still very, very wealthy. Money isn't the objective with Fauci and with Schwab, with Gates, with these people. Finances, money is not the objective. The objective is death of mankind. Anybody that is created in the image of God is an enemy of the devil. And the devil demands that his children cause misery and death to as many human beings as possible. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, God is warning the world that these people are going to kill billions of people. Billions, half of the world's population today. You're seeing a slide into more death than you're going to be able to imagine. Through war, through famine, through diseases, plagues, and it's just beginning. Christ said it would happen. It is happening. But we get to see who are the lineages that are going to be responsible for all of this misery to mankind, all of the death and the destruction of the world. Well, God has a way to eventually deal with these people. The Constitution coming this next year, you're going to begin to see the Constitution of this country be unraveled like never before. As we get closer to the Antichrist being appearing, he's ready. He's been waiting. He's watching what's going on with Biden. He's directing Biden. And very soon, he is going to come out and he's going to be known who he really is. But the Constitution must be destroyed. And they are moving in that direction. We're going to see the Constitution become unraveled like never before in this coming year. Have a happy new year. Happy, happy new year to everybody. See you next Monday. Present Truth, 2 o'clock. See you then. God bless this audience. Have a wonderful weekend. See you then. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.